Marginalization can be defined as treatment of a person, group, or concept as insignificant or peripheral. This country claims to be free, but there is a specific group that is still not being treated equally within schools. In our lives, we have asked, isn't it time to ban homework? Do teachers not care about students' health? Students in high school have been treated unfairly with school starting too early, and it affecting with the student because of the lack of sleep they get. Additionally, students are also facing with stress because of the countless amount of homework the teachers assign, which then affects their mental health badly. It is time to address these problems, in order for students in high school to be treated fairly, understood, and supported by teachers. We have to fight for our equality, fight to stop the stress, fight for our fellow students around the world. The early start time for school is one of the many issues with students being treated unfairly. It forces students to wake up early and it affects their sleep, including their health. Not getting the right amount of sleep also affects how they do good in school, because if they are not getting the right amount, it results in poor academic learning. In its School Starts Too Early report, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention stated that one of the reasons adolescents do not get enough sleep is early school start times. The American Academy of Pediatrics External has recommended that middle and high school starts at 8:30 a.m. or later to give students the opportunity to get the amount of sleep they need. But most American adolescents start school too early. This issue needs to be resolved so that students can be at peace with waking up to go to school and so that they could do better in it. Teachers assigning students too much homework is causing them to stress over it and affects their mental health in a bad way. We have asked them nicely if they can reduce homework, but they use their unfair rules to ignore us, which is the Achilles heel to us students. It pressures students with more work at home and at school as well. There are students that do sports or extracurricular activities who may come home late and are stressed with the homework that needs to be done. In its How Much Homework is Too Much for Our Teen report, U.S. News noted that they put in a full day sitting in hours of classes, sometimes 4 to 7 different classes daily, only to get more work dumped on them to do at home. To top it off, many kids have after-school obligations, such as extracurricular activities, including clubs and sports, and some have to work. After a long day, they finally get home to do even more work, school work. Homework is something that students have stress with, and this issue needs to be resolved to maintain their mental health. In order for students to get more sleep and do better in academic courses, there must be a later start time. Finding a way to compromise with the teachers and school districts is like finding a needle in a haystack. It can't be done. So instead, students could create a sleep schedule and have an earlier bedtime than usual so they get more sleep as well. In the School Starts Too Early report, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention claims, set a regular bedtime and rise time, including on weekends. This is recommended for everyone, children, adolescents, and adults alike. Adolescents with parents set bedtimes usually get more sleep than those whose parents do not set bedtimes. This solution can really help students because it allows them to get more sleep and do better in school. To reduce student stress, there must be a decrease in the amount of homework given. Instead of giving 3 or 4 pages each night, give them the correct amount needed for practice so that it is easier on them and also finish their work with less stress. In the Why You Should Give Less Homework report, Teach for the Heart claims, assign as few problems or questions as possible, instead of assigning all the problems in the book, or even half of them. I started to just assign 6 or 7 problems per section. This was the smallest number that I felt would still give them the practice that they needed. So instead of just assigning a whole worksheet, ask yourself, what is the smallest number of questions they can complete that will give them the knowledge or skills that they need? Assigning a few homework assignments than usual can really help students get less stressed and be more relaxed in school. The problem stated must be resolved to ensure students' equality in schools. There must be a change to reduce the amount of homework teachers give and to create a later school time so students gain more sleep. We together can help fight the problems and gain the equal rights that students deserve.